This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
All right, quick. What is the one thing businesses hate more than anything else? You might be tempted to say taxes here or government regulation, and neither of those would be wrong. The answer I'm looking for, though, is uncertainty, the not knowing about taxes and government regulation and when or where they might hit. And you don't, arguably, get much more uncertain about the direction of things than in a presidential election. Nicholas Bloom is a professor of economics at Stanford University. He studies this kind of stuff. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
When you are looking at things like uncertainty, I guess in capitalism writ large, but specifically around elections, what are your indicators? What do you look for?
We've been measuring the news, in fact. So we've been looking at the frequency of newspaper articles that mention the word economy, they mention uncertainty, and typically also look for policy words like the Federal Reserve or regulation or Congress. And we've been tracking that in the U.S. for about 100 years, in fact, going back over many decades in newspapers and in a number of other countries like the U.K.
And how does it manifest itself? I mean, are we talking volatility in stocks and bonds and you know, all the rest?
What we've seen is when the newspapers are talking a lot about uncertainty, you see the stock markets are much more volatile. So stock prices are jumping up and down on a daily basis. Investors definitely take notice and they get nervous. And we also tend to see investment drops and employment drops. So businesses are cautious and, you know, they see uncertainties going up and they don't know what's going to happen. They tend to pause investing and hiring. So there's also a real cost to the economy of increased uncertainty.
Give me sort of the relative uncertainty importance of a presidential election versus like a decision by the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates or maybe not. We don't know what Janet's going to do, right?
So when we've looked back over the last 30 years, we've seen two presidential elections that have spiked policy uncertainty in our newspaper index. It was the first Clinton Bush Sr., and then Bush Jr. versus Gore. And there were marginal elections, and in both cases, it was the new candidates coming to the election. I think in the case of Trump, it will just be a magnitude larger because he's never held political office before. I think the closest comparison will be something like global collapse or Brexit in the UK. So the UK right now is having the Brexit vote on June the 23rd, and the policy uncertainty index there has spiked to all-time highs.
The election will happen on the 8th of November. That much we know. How, and we will have then certainty in theory anyway. How long will it take for things to settle down, do you suppose?
So I don't think with Trump we'll have certainty again, even if he wins. So I think in terms of the worst case scenario for uncertainty, he's ahead in the polls, he wins, and then it takes, you know, 6 months, a year for his policies to become clear. So we could have a big black cloud of uncertainty holding back the economy really from, you know, later this year and well through into next year as it takes time to to find out what he really is going to do in terms of policy.
And with Secretary Clinton, it would, in theory, be a shorter period of recovery?
Yes, I think Clinton's just much more predictable. She's been in office before. She's had a long political career. So I don't think there's nearly as much uncertainty about Clinton. I don't know, for example, whether businesses would actually prefer Clinton or Trump. I think what they like is certainty.
Nick Bloom at Stanford University, where he teaches economics. Nick, thanks very much.
Great. Thank you.